Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahir Chisthi with the evening news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India's performance in various sports has consistently improved since 2014. Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan says MGNREGA had become synonym for corruption. Centre removes conditions for startup to avail research, development and innovation fund. And Nagaland Chief Minister Nipurio hails Chakravolasuro on being elected as Vice President of Archery Association of India. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's performance in various sports has consistently improved since 2014. Inaugurating the 72nd National Volleyball Tournament in Varanasi today via video conferencing, Mr. Modi said that India is strongly bidding to host the 2036 Olympics. He said that his government has brought many changes and reforms in the field of sports like National Sports Governance Act and Khelo Bharat Niti 2025.
A top jaise initiative se Bharat mein sports ecosystem transform ho raha hai. एक तरफ हम अच्छा इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर और फंडिंग मैकेनिज्म तैयार कर रहे हैं और इसके साथ ही नौजवानों को शानदार एक्सपोजर देने के लिए भी काम कर रहे हैं 2030 के कॉमनवेल्थ गेम्स भी भारत में ही होने जा रहे हैं भारत पूरी मजबूती से 2036 ओलंपिक की मेजबानी के लिए भी तैयारी कर रहा है
Drawing the similarities between volleyball and development, the Prime Minister said that volleyball is a game which connects us through team spirit.
Volleyball हमें team spirit से जोड़ती है. Volleyball के हर खिलाड़ी का मंत्र होता है team first. हर कोई भले ही अलग-अलग skills का हो, लेकिन सभी players अपनी team की जीत के लिए खेलते हैं. और मैं तो भारत की development story और volleyball में भी बहुत सी बातें कॉमन देखता हूं वॉलीबॉल हमें सिखाती है कि कोई भी जीत अकेले नहीं होती और हम तभी सफल होते हैं जब हर कोई अपनी जिम्मेदारी को बखूबी निभाता है
The 8-day tournament being held from today to 11th January is witnessing participation from across India with over 1,000 players competing as part of 58 teams representing various states and institutions. Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said that MGNREGA had become a synonym for corruption where workers were often sidelined and routinely exploited. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Mr. Chauhan called out Congress for allegedly misleading the public over the newly enacted Viksit Bharat Rozgar or Ajivika Guarantee Mission Grameen Jiramji Act. He said that despite having an enormous budget, MGNREGA did not lead to any permanent asset creation or long-term development of the villages. While highlighting the shortcomings of the previous act, the union minister said that Viksit Bharat Jiramji safeguards workers' interests. He highlighted the vision of Viksit Bharat through Viksit Gaon and said funding for rural employment has been significantly increased to support sustainable outcomes.
बहुत बेहतर ढंग से विकसित भारत जी राम जी योजना में संरक्षित किया गया है 100 दिन के बजाय 125 दिन रोजगार की गारंटी बेरोजगारी भत्ते के प्रावधान को मजबूत कर दिया मांगने पर काम नहीं तो बेरोजगारी भत्ता पुख्ता अब विलंबित मजदूरी के भुगतान पर दंड का प्रावधान अतिरिक्त पैसा देना पड़ेगा मजदूरों को काम मिले ये प्राथमिकता लेकिन इसके साथ साथ इस विशाल धनराशि से गाँव में विकास के काम हो विकसित भारत के लिए विकसित गाँव और इसके लिए धनराशि बढ़ाई गई इसी साल जो प्रस्तावित है जो नया वित्तीय वर्ष प्रारंभ होने वाला है 151,282 करोड़ रुपया
The government has removed the condition of a three-year existence of a startup to avail the Research, Development and Innovation Fund, RDI. Addressing the 41st Foundation event of the Department of Scientific and Industrial Research, DSIR, in New Delhi, Dr. Jitendra Singh announced that any new startup group that floats itself can come and avail this fund through DSIR. Dr. Singh said that the government has taken several path-breaking decisions under Prime Minister Modi's leadership, including the opening up of the nuclear sector and space sector to private players. He said that to gear up for these new domains, the government would accelerate their initiative. Chief Minister Nipurio has congratulated Chakravolasuro on her election as Vice President of the Archery Association of India. In a post, the Chief Minister extended his best wishes to Ms. Suoro for a successful tenure, expressing confidence that her experience and dedication will contribute to further strengthening Indian archery. Minister of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said that India's rice production exceeded 150 million tons in 2025, inaugurating 184 new varieties of 25 crops with improved traits developed by Indian Council of Agricultural Research. Mr. Chauhan said that India has surpassed China in rice production. He added that India has become a leading rice exporting nation to the world. Mr. Chauhan added that more than 3,200 new varieties of seeds have been developed in the past 10 years. The union minister said that the government is working to ensure that various schemes launched should reach farmers across the entire country within 3 years. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, EIR News Alerts and EIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel EIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Centre has dismissed a video as false which claims that Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced freebies like gold, mobile phones, two and four wheelers. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau said that the Prime Minister has not made any such announcement. The unit termed the video as AI-generated and fake. The government has urged citizens to be cautious of such misinformation and to verify facts before trusting them. Union Minister of Textiles Giriraj Singh today asserted that the Viksit Bharat Jiramji Bill is rooted in Gandhian principles and is focused on the welfare of the poor, countering the Congress-led opposition's claims that the bill undermines rural employment guarantees. He said, guided by the ideals of Mahatma Gandhi, the government has continued his work for the poor, implementing it for 125 days. Meanwhile, Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said the centre would launch a broad outreach effort to communicate the intent of the legislation to the public. His remarks come amid sharp criticism from the Congress, which announced a 45-day nationwide agitation against the Jiramji Act starting January 10th. The party has alleged that the law silently kills MGNREGA and dilutes the legal right to work guaranteed to rural citizens. India has expressed deep concern over the recent developments in Venezuela. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that the evolving situation is being closely monitored. New Delhi has called upon all concerned to address issues peacefully through dialogue, ensuring peace and stability of the region. The External Affairs Ministry has also issued an advisory urging Indian nationals to avoid all non-essential travel to Venezuela in view of recent developments. All Indians who are in Venezuela for any reason have been advised to exercise extreme caution, restrict their movements and remain in contact with the Embassy of India in Caracas. Chief Minister Nipurio has extended warm greetings to all celebrating Thuni from the Chagisang community. He expressed hope that the festival marking the new crop will be an occasion to thank the Almighty for good health, a bountiful harvest and continued blessings. Chief Minister Ryu also prayed that the year ahead brings peace and prosperity to all. The North-East Integration Rally kicked off today from Kolkata, setting the tone for a month-long initiative aimed at strengthening regional integration and people-to-people ties across the northeastern states. The inaugural session was attended by a wide range of public representatives, professionals, cultural figures and civil society members. A cultural highlight of the event was a performance by Kay Bobbin, who rendered the official title song of the rally. Built around the central theme of peace, progress and prosperity, the Northeast Integration Rally aims to draw attention to development, connectivity and social cohesion across the region. The rally is scheduled to conclude on February 4. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India's performance in various sports has consistently improved since 2014. Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan says MGNREGA had become synonym for corruption. Centre removes conditions for startup to avail research, development and innovation fund. And Nagaland Chief Minister Nipurio hails Chakravolu Soru on being elected as Vice President of Archery Association of India. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.